Jack, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, sir. How are you doing?
I am so great, and this is such a thrill to be able to talk to you today, sir, because I know you have a new movie that's just coming out on DVD and digital HD called Americana, and I'll get to that in just a second, but I finally get to talk to one of the amazing cast members of one of the most amazing television shows ever called Coupling.
Well, sir, that's very sweet of you. Yes, there are people out there like yourself who enjoyed it very much, and it was, yeah, you know, who doesn't like a well-crafted sitcom? It was a long time ago, but I was very happy to be part of it, and I'm still very good friends with most of the people that I was in that with. It was a formative time in our lives.
The cast was amazing. Stephen Moffat, who now does Doctor Who, he put together.
I don't know quite whatever happened to his career.
Yeah, but it everything was so amazing, and I have tried to share this with just about everybody that I can, and still to this day, and after I found out I was going to be talking to you, I had to go back to my favorite episode, which is Gotcha, with you and Sarah Alexander in the restaurant scene where she is trying.
Oh, yeah.
That is one of the most funniest things I still laugh at today to get to the ultimate punchline.
Well, that's very nice of you to say. It does stand up. The writing is very dense in a comic way. There's a lot of jokes that, you know, you can almost miss the first time around. They come thick and fast. That's very sweet of you. Thank you.
Well, you've done a lot of things, and I'm sure Pirates of the Caribbean movies is what a lot of people are going to know you most for. And I'm not mistaken that you were one of the two actors that was on that great dueling wheel scene. Is that correct?
I was indeed on the dueling wheel, yes. That took a very, very, very long time to film.
I would imagine. What was that entire process? That was probably, I would say, your biggest action scene, maybe, of everything that you've done so far?
Yes. Good God, yes. And now I'm the age that I'm at. I'm like, I don't need to do any of those anymore. yeah, it was. It was. I remember when they first gave us the script for the second Pirates, and in the stage directions for the beginning of that sequence, it said something like, Jack looks at Norrington, Norrington looks at Will, they draw, ... And so begins the most kick-ass, iconic, drawn-out, something-something, three-way sword battle ever made. And I was like, wow, what are we going to do now? And then, you know, cue. I think that sequence, because I mean, it's to do with having been shot pieces of it in lots of different locations, but I think it's probably about 10 minutes long, that sequence. And it took, on and off, literally half a year to shoot.
Oh, my goodness.
But, you know, people remember it. And indeed, you know, I've subsequently had to talk to kids about, you know, being actors or whatever. And I have, at times, used that sequence. I mean, it's the most visually impressive sequence that I've ever been part of, and so it's kind of a good way to get a conversation going about how is a film made if you sort of show that to a bunch of 12-year-olds, and that, you know, it's very seamlessly done, and it, for to all intents and purposes, it looks real, but of course it's not all real. It's a sort of weird blend of computer magic and, quite honestly, a big wheel being attached to a tractor and then dragged through a jungle. And so, yeah, it's a interesting mixture of sort of high and low tech to achieve a very overwhelming, you know, completed product.
So let me quickly get your take on this new movie, Americana, and it seems like a kind of like a really intense movie and a little on the dark side, kind of on the adult theme. But tell us all about that real quick.
Yeah, Americana is this very interesting independent movie made by a new movie director called Zachary Shedd, who also wrote it. And I don't normally, I've had not generally the greatest experiences working with first-time directors in my career, simply because a lot of people don't seem to realize how difficult it is to make a film. But Zachary and his sort of collective team of filmmakers really did get that. And I was so impressed with his script and with him when I first spoke to him on the phone. And then when I went to make the movie, it was a group of extremely competent, ambitious young filmmakers trying to make, you know, quite a challenging, as you say, quite dark emotionally film that feels like a kind of, you know, 1970s sort of noirish kind of thing. And given that I was old enough to be pretty much all of their dad, I would sort of sit there just really enjoying watching this, you know, young group, this new generation of filmmakers all coming through together, working really, really hard for each other. And I think what they ended up making was something unusual and really accomplished, considering the budget of that movie wouldn't have covered, you know, the snack budget on, say, the Pirates of the Caribbean, quite frankly. And, you know, it's harder to make something excellent with, you know, very limited resources. And I think Zachary Shedd and his team should, you know, deserve the opportunity for an audience to check it out simply on the basis that, you know, it's a really interesting independent movie made by what I think is a really potentially very interesting future voice in American cinema.
Well, it certainly is a pleasure to finally get to speak to one of the cast of Coupling, and good luck on this movie, Americana, and everything else along the way, sir.
Many thanks, sir. You have a good day.
You too.